Justin's project, Fixing Procrastination, is focused on helping students that struggle with procrastination through an online study group that implements an intensive study schedule. Justin, what inspired you to work on solving this problem?
Well, at first, I didn't want to focus on this market. My original market was teachers struggling with school and students in general, but at one point, I realized I wasn't fully excited about that market, so I decided to change it to students with procrastination. This market was closer to me, and I also wanted to switch from helping teachers deal with students' procrastination to helping students fix their own procrastination problems. As I was initially interviewing students and teachers, a common trend I saw with students as one of their main issues with procrastination and how they struggled with schoolwork sometimes was due to social media. This got me into looking deeper into the issue and realizing there are three main technology-related issues that cause them to procrastinate: social media, streaming services, and video games.
Justin, can you tell us a story about someone in your target market and their experience of the problem?
The photo above on my slide is of my friend Oscar. Oscar is someone who struggles with procrastination due to video games each night, and after sports, he procrastinates as he gets tired and doesn't want to do his homework, and instead plays video games until he goes to bed. The photos above are of Oscar's assignment center from before my experiments and after my experiments in testing. Oscar, in particular, struggles with getting assignments done, causing them to be late or missing. While for other people I've interviewed, this issue affects them when studying for tests or exams, as it causes them to take long breaks or end up getting distracted while studying and watching YouTube, Netflix, or scrolling through social media.
How did your understanding of your solution develop over time?
Over time, my understanding of my final solution changed as I realized each person in my market studied differently and struggled with procrastination for different reasons. In the end, I landed on a time-based study group after recognizing through experiments like studying with no technology or time-based studying by themselves that they were most concentrated when studying with other people on their own independent work, but also when having breaks in between so they didn't tire themselves out or get bored.
And what is something important you did to move your project forward?
One important thing I did to move our project forward was in my experiments, collecting a lot more data from my beta testers. In my later experiments, I collected data and information from them after every single experiment and had them fill out surveys so I could get a better image on what my final solution should look like and what I should do with my solution to get there.
Over the last 12 weeks, what is something that you did for the first time, and what was it like?
Something I did for the first time was cold calling emails. Through this project, for the first time, I emailed complete strangers and people who I only knew through distant friends or teachers. This process definitely helped me get out of my comfort zone and allowed me to be more confident, while it also allowed me to realize that through the interviewing process, you learn so much about people that not even their close friends or family might know, and how incredible it is to hear about other people's lives.
And what is the top advice you'd give yourself if you could start the process over?
The top advice I would give myself is to have interviewed more people. Even though throughout this process I kept interviewing and talking to more people in my market, I wish I had still talked to even more people and reached out to more teens struggling with procrastination. If I did this, I could have helped and learned more about the people in my market and the individual problems each person faced. Well, if I interviewed more people, I also would have been able to create an even better solution than my current one through the additional data I would have gathered.
And what did you learn from this process that will be beneficial for you in the future?
Through this project, I learned how to get out of my comfort zone and how to lose nothing from meeting and reaching out to new people. One of the initial assignments we were given to do was find a complete random person on the street or in our neighborhood and interview them. At first, I was a bit nervous. I had never reached out to a complete stranger before, but after interviewing my first person, I realized just how easy it was, and I had no reason to be worried in the first place.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing about your process, Justin. It was an honor and a privilege to learn and grow alongside you. I'm looking forward to hearing and seeing what comes next.
No problem.